This is the Capital Literature Podcast, bringing you investment letters and audio. The Capital Literature Podcast is a CEBITS capital service for the investment community. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. All rights belong to the respective owners.
Artco Capital, second quarter, 2021. August 13, 2021. Dear partner, for the second calendar quarter of 2021, an average partnership interest in Artco Capital LP returned 0.5% net of fees. At the same time, investments in the most comparable market indexes, Russell 2000, Russell Microcap, and the S&P 500, were up 4.3%, 4.1%, and 8.6% respectively. Our detailed results and related footnotes are available in the table at the end of this letter. Our results this quarter came from Northern Technologies, Research Solutions, and Potbelly, offset by modest detractions from Gaia, Acorn Energy, and our hedges. On vision, opportunities, and process. This July we began our seventh year of running the partnership. It has certainly been a wild and stressful ride, starting out with one LP at $25,000 to managing an eight-figure AUM portfolio with almost 50 LPs today. We have had a number of substantial drawdowns and subsequent rebounds which, as the saying goes, is a feature not a bug, of running a concentrated micro and nano cap portfolio. We feel pretty good that we are still in the middle innings of the current rebound from the wild ride of 2020. We have also made some mistakes along the way which we hope to learn from and will occasionally discuss in our letters to you. One of the mistakes we would like to discuss here is a previous lack of vision in the microcap space. Our career, while always grounded in the naturally appealing value investing style, started out in the mid and large capitalization space, where we got to really appreciate the difference between quality and subpar established business models. Additionally, we got to see which small cap companies the larger ones end up buying out. All valuable experience, but one that limited our vision for potential returns. While there are certainly Amazons and Googles of the world that can offer returns in the 1000s of percent to the patient investor, those are few and far between. Realistically, seeing a 100 to 200% return on your large cap investment in just a few years probably equates to a pretty good time to take the gains off the table. We followed this investment model and structured our risk management processes in terms of single position sizing to reflect our experience. Over the years we have increasingly felt that this version of our process was not the right one for our strategy and has resulted in leaving substantial gains on the table. Two poignant examples in recent years have been our investments in Joint Chiropractic, JYNT, and our current investment in HireQuest, HQI. Both of these investments have worked out fantastically for our partners with 300% plus return for each. However, our experience and our risk process where we take off at least 5% of portfolio gains when a position reaches 15% of the portfolio has limited our potential, as has limiting our vision for potential gains in 100s of percent instead of a 1000 plus, has been the case with JYNT. Additionally, following this risk management model has resulted in some minor tax inefficiencies for the partnership. There is of course the other side of the coin as microcaps can also crash spectacularly after a substantial run-up, such as our investments in Hudson Technologies, HDSN, and Recro Pharma, REPH, where taking our gains off the table after the run-up resulted in us having a positive return on those investments and limited our losses. This is a delicate balance of adjusting the process without taking additional risks. Over the years our portfolio has had a pretty modest turnover, with an average holding period of around 3 years, and one of our goals in adjusting the process is to lengthen the average holding period to closer to 5 years and beyond. With that adjustment, we will also likely adjust our maximum single position sizing to high teens from 15% today and make our reduction sizes smaller. In general, our goal here is to be able to capture more upside from our winners and to be able to have more vision on the potential upside that extends higher than just low triple-digit returns. No example is more poignant than the aforementioned HireQuest, HQI. Our initial $5.50 investment was based on the bet the company's founder and majority shareholder, Richard Hermans, would be able to use his many decades of experience in the staffing industry to transform the sleepy staffing branch owner into a franchise powerhouse with a substantially lower business model risk. The original investment, pre-HQI merger, into Command Center, at a $20 million market capitalization at $5.50, has transformed into a company that, despite a shutdown of a domestic economy in 2020, is likely to make $20 million in free cash flow, FCF, over the next 12 months. The HireQuest high free cash flow generating business model recently acquired two businesses that almost doubled their system-wide sales, as well as announced an expansion into the driver staffing businesses with 35 branches already competing in the adjacent market. As of August 2021, the stock has hit $22, including being placed in the Russell indexes. While we have reduced about one-third of our position based on aforementioned risk parameters, the position remains a substantial mid-teens weight in our portfolio, and we anticipate trying to hold on to it for as long as we can, excitedly watching what Rick can do. We believe we have a number of positions in our portfolio that have extremely capable entrepreneurs with substantial skin in the game running the companies, and we are likely to hold on to these investments for a considerably long time. Enhanced portfolio additions. Middle. Global Indemnity Group, GBLI. Dash, over the last two quarters we have built up a 6% position at an average price of around $27 per share, in what we would consider a special situation investment, in $320 million capitalization specialty insurer. GBLI offers commercial specialty, specialty property, farm, ranch and stable insurance in the United States and reinsurance financial products globally. Although the company has always been statistically cheap, trading at an average of 0.7x book value and at close to 0.5x today, it was for good reason, as its average return on equity has hovered in low single digits versus the industry average of 8% plus. Our interest in this position is mostly event-driven. Approximately a year ago, the company underwent a shareholder-approved redomestication transaction which freed up over $250 million in regulatory capital. While management has yet to prove themselves as shareholder-friendly, and there are questionable arm's-length transactions, we believe shareholder pressure, including an involvement of a reputable small-cap activist firm, Harbert Discovery Fund, is probabilistically in a shareholder-friendly transaction such as a special dividend payout in the 50% to 75% range of current share price. The company has postponed its investor day a number of times in 2021, but we believe the one scheduled for September 2021 will give the shareholders the answers they seek in terms of the company's allocation of its newfound capital. In the meantime, we believe the low valuation and a tilde 4.0% dividend yield provide us with the margin of safety to make this a large enhanced value portfolio position. Other portfolio updates. Middle. Currency Exchange International, CURN. Dash, we have continued to build up our position in Kern to over 10%, as we believe this continues to be one of the most lucrative investments in our portfolio. This 60 million market capitalization company specializing in currency exchange in the United States and Canada, with $57 million of net cash on its balance sheet, continues to fly under Wall Street's radar. As a reminder, Kern's main legacy business, banknotes, is managing retail and wholesale currency exchange branches throughout the United States and Canada. The company is led by its founder and 22% owner, Randolph Pinna, who has been in the currency exchange business for an incredible 34 years since he was 18 years old. As you can imagine, this business took a substantial hit during 2020 as a result of the global shutdowns. The revenues, gross profits, and free cash flow went from $42 million, $41 million and $6 million in 2019 to $25 million, $24 million, and a loss of $6 million in 2020. While some might see this as bad news, we view it as an incredible opportunity to invest in almost a net cash balance sheet in a company with substantial operating leverage. Of course, the company has not been sitting idly by, and there are a number of substantial changes over the last 12 months that have made this investment even more compelling. On the legacy currency exchange side, the banknote segment, the company's main competitor, Travelx, that has been operating an expensive lease airport kiosk locations that Kern did not think were profitable, has declared bankruptcy and has left the United States market completely. As a result, Kern has been able to franchise those locations and substantially increase market share without having to put up significant capital. We anticipate that as global travel ramps up back to normal, though not likely till 2023-24, the segment can return to above pre-COVID numbers in the $45-50 million annual revenue range. At the same time, Randolph has had to make difficult decisions and throughout 2020 has cut over $10 million run rate in fixed costs from its SG&A base. Additionally, by finally being approved to source currency directly from the Federal Reserve, the company has eliminated its approximately $1 million in costs of goods sold, COGS, with that segment likely becoming a 100% gross margin unit. However, while the above developments are compelling on their own, the real reason for our excitement is the long-overdue monetization of a multi-year investment into currency exchange software for banks as well as medium and large corporations, The payment segment. While the development of this software has taken longer than anyone expected, over the last couple of years, this de minimis revenue segment in 2019 is now a 30% of total revenue segment, at $1.5 million in the last quarter, growing at close to a 100% a year. This software helps banks and companies efficiently manage their currency exchange needs while focusing on the number one concern for the customers, compliance. This is a very whiteboard software which can easily be integrated into the customer's operating systems. In more important developments, the company has signed agreements to be on the platforms for Jack Henry and Fiserv, which represent over 50% of the target market of bank operating systems, meaning the software is now just turnkey for the vast majority of its target market. We believe these developments are substantially underappreciated by the market, and we expect this segment to generate $20-30 million in hereto non-existent revenues by 2023-2024. Given the aforementioned thesis points, we expect $55 million to $70 million in revenues by 2024 and for this company to likely produce a growing $15 million, $25 million in free cash flow by then as well. This is a company that we have bought at a negative enterprise value of $10 million in 2020 at sub $9 per share. This discussion was all to tie into our original discussion in the beginning of the letter. We can tell you that we believe this company is worth many multiples of today's price, and we believe that it may take a handful of years to get there. The important lesson we have learned from our past mistakes is to have vision on this opportunity and to continue to hold beyond a quick double and not leave more money on the table. Partnership updates. We welcomed one new partner to the partnership this quarter, bringing our total to 47 at the end of June. Additionally, after 6 years at Interactive Brokers, we have switched our brokerage firm to a reputable small-cap value-oriented prime broker. We are excited about the continued growth in partners and recovery in assets under management and, as always, are thankful for your business. Next fund opening. Our next partnership openings will be September 1, 2021. Please reach out for updated offering documents and presentations at info@artcocapital.com or 415-531-2699. Peter Rabover, Portfolio Manager, Artco Capital, LP.